At the start of the last week of October, I know everybody's shocked when you hear it said like that. That's where did the year go, right? This Sunday, of course, is Halloween. It's a big day for the kids. Sean, what about at your house? Do you get a lot of kids there?
No, you know what? It's really interesting. You made reference to it earlier, Marie, and my neighborhood, we just don't get a lot of kids. And growing up for me in Livonia, it was, off the hook. It really was. I mean, our neighborhood was just, kids were everywhere. But no, where we live out here in Northville, it's not. It's, there's one little area of town where everybody goes, but as far as the neighborhood itself, no, we hardly get any.
I know, we do too. We live in an area where we're right at a cul-de-sac, not on a cul-de-sac, but near one. So there's just not a lot of kids, and the houses are kind of far apart. So yeah, same thing here. I'm sad though, because I really do love seeing the kids come to the door, and I just love putting all the candy in their bags. I mean, that's just a big thing that, and I know when our kids were growing up, we lived in a different neighborhood, so it was always a big thing. But for the 12th year in a row, it's going to be Treats for Troops, and the man behind that effort, Mike Bouchard, the Oakland County Sheriff, is joining us this morning. Happy Halloween, Mike.
Hey, same to you.
Tell us about Treats for Troops. This is such a great idea. I know when my kids were trick-or-treating, they always ended up with so much candy that they actually really had to give some away. So this was always a good option for them. Tell us about Treats for Troops.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It allows us the opportunity to take some of that extra candy, or sometimes people just go out and buy it because it's such a good cause, and give it to this effort, and it gets shipped out to troops and military across the world to let them know we haven't forgot them, and that we're thinking about them, and that we care about them, and we send them a little sweet from home.
You know, Sheriff Bouchard, this is such a fantastic idea, twofold, because it also polices ourselves from ourselves, because I'm sitting there watching a game, you know, a few days after Halloween, and you see all that candy there. Now, instead of going into your intestines, you can do this and give some treats to the troops.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. We also encourage kids to write notes to their military heroes and thank them for what they do, and those are also extremely well received. But, you know, it's a fun time for parents to teach kids about how to give back and remember people that are doing things to keep our community and country safe. And for me as a parent, you know, I used to love that opportunity to teach our kids how to be involved and how to remember other people. Plus, I always used to do this. And my family, they still remember it to this day. I used to have them come and dump out all their candy, and then I would check it all to make sure that none of the packaging had been touched, adulterated, opened, you know, anything that looked like it had been opened or touched. I would have them throw it out. It's not worth the risk. And then, you know, I'd have them segregate it in piles of different kinds of candy. And that was always fun for them. They'd count them and those kinds of things. And then I'd finish it off with a little government civic lesson where I would take a certain part, some of my favorite, and say, okay, I'm the government. You went out and worked real hard today and collected all this candy, and I'm going to tax you now.
Oh, yeah, that kind of parent, Mike. Yeah, that I can understand why the kids probably still remember that today.
Yeah, they remember that very clearly. The government comes in and takes some of your hard-earned candy.
Mike, you mentioned about checking your kids' candy. Just quickly go over some of the common sense things that parents have to remember this Halloween. Hopefully the weather is going to be great. We're going to see a lot of kids out on the road. So just a reminder to everyone, what safety things do we have to keep in mind for Halloween?
Well, we encourage people, obviously, as I mentioned, to check the packages and to make sure that there's nothing awry, opened, or amiss there. Also, it's a good idea to make sure that their costumes are such that they can see when they cross the street or see things approaching them. So, you know, a lot of the hooded and mask costumes, be aware of that. Maybe we always opened and cut the eye holes a little bigger and things like that. Not a bad idea to stick some sticky reflective tape on their backs. Doesn't affect their costume, but gives a little more reflective surface. Send them out with a flashlight and a cell phone if you're not going to be with them. If you're with them, obviously, keep an eye on them. And for parents, not a bad thing just to go online and check the sex offender registry to see if your kids are going out alone or even with you, which houses you may want to avoid. You know, you don't want your kid going alone to a convicted pedophile's house.
Sheriff Bouchard, you made me chuckle there because I grew up with an officer as a father, and he had his own. He loved Three Musketeers, and it was amazing as he went through the candy. Every year there was always a pile of Three Musketeer bars that he deemed not good, that magically disappeared. So I think that's something that we have in common, that my dad always did the job of commandeering those Three Musketeers. But you're absolutely right. All jokes aside, it's important to you know, take the time to check the candy. I mean, you never know. Unfortunately, you never know who is out there, and it's better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's important. Just to, in a lighted, bright room, you know, you collect it all in the darkness, and people drop things into their bags and buckets, but get it, dump it out on the floor, and you can really see it, look at it, analyze it, and make it a fun exercise for the kids where they sort it and count it. But that gives you a chance to really look at it.
And Mike, I don't want to let you go without asking this question, because we've seen a lot about this in the last week or so in the news. How are staffing issues affecting the sheriff's department? Are you below your staffing levels you'd like to be at? Are you having trouble?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes to both. We're below where we need to be and have been for a year and a half or more. We can't hire, you know, part of it, I think, is because of the environment. The politicians in Washington and elsewhere keep demonizing police and making them out to be the bad guys. Certainly, you know, there have been police officers that have done wrong, but that's true in every profession. I mean, we don't demonize doctors because of the two doctors at U of M and Michigan State for what they did. We don't, you know, say every doctor's bad or we need to hold all doctors accountable. But we should for every profession. And, you know, that rhetoric has really seeped down deeply. And the animosity and all of that has made less people interested in being a police officer. You know, it was never about good pay or good hours, because you get neither. It was about community service. And when you've got that added layer, it's really tough to hire. So we've got about 80 openings right now at the sheriff's office. And we can't keep up. And unlike a lot of businesses, you know, everybody says, well, everybody's that way. But the difference is this. You might own a restaurant and you can't get enough people, so you close a section. It hurts your cash flow and your bottom line, but we can't close a part of the city or part of the jail. So we have to force people into overtime, and it's beginning to burn our people out. Well, it's not beginning. They are getting burned out.
All right. It's good to know. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. We really hope that that problem resolves itself quickly. In terms of tweets for... Okay, we're hiring. That's good to know. Thanks, Mike. Please understand that the Treats for Troops will take place on Friday, November 5th at 4 o'clock. And that's at the headquarters, the Oakland County Sheriff's headquarters in Pontiac. Stay with us here on WJR.